I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzi Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, Donica Buckley is a local choir director who believes in the power of the voice. And this weekend, she's bringing many voices together for a good cause.
Well, Donica leads four different choral groups, including two on the Cape, and teaches in Boston, so hasn't had a lot of time for volunteering. But she's wanted to help make a difference in the world, so 4 years ago, she started the Sing for Good concerts that bring choruses together for a fundraiser. It's been popular enough that this year, she's nearly doubled the number of groups involved to eight, moved to the larger place of the Cape Cod Synagogue in Hyannis, and at 7:30 on Saturday night, the groups are going to separately and together perform to raise money for Habitat for Humanity. The groups involved this year will be two groups that Donica leads, the Cape Cod Chorale and the choir of First Parish Brewster Unitarian Universalist Church, and then choirs from the Cotuit Federated Church, and Unitarian churches in Barnstable, Falmouth, and Provincetown, the Not Your Average Community Chorus from the Federated Church of Orleans, and the Center Tonics Ensemble from Cotuit Center for the Arts.
A different kind of benefit is happening in Falmouth on Saturday night as part of the winter screenings by the Woods Hole Film Festival.
Well, at 7 o'clock on Saturday at Falmouth Academy is an annual benefit that helps the festival, but also gives proceeds to the Falmouth Service Center, which helps Upper Cape residents in need. Film Festival Director Judy Laster has said that she tries to find a film that exemplifies the enduring spirit of people who succeed against all odds and that makes the connection that we all have the same basic needs regardless of where we live. So this year, that movie is the documentary Soufra, which tells the story of a woman who spent her life in a refugee camp near Beirut and launched a catering company and then a food truck business with other refugee women. And that enterprise featured in the movie is apparently successful enough that there's also a Soufra cookbook, and that's for sale at 8 Cousins Bookstore in Falmouth.
People who are planning a wedding often get good ideas by going to other people's weddings. And on Saturday night in Hyannis, there's a fake event built around that exact idea.
And this event is called the Big Fake Wedding. And it's a bridal show alternative that brings together 200 guests to get a glimpse of what services dozens of Cape wedding vendors have to offer in a real kind of setting. This starts at 7 o'clock on Saturday at West End Restaurant. And the setting is a wedding and reception with all the trimmings. And some guests at these types of events even dress up like this is the real thing. So there's going to be food, cake, a full wedding party. And as the bride and groom, there's going to be a married couple who's actually going to be renewing their wedding vows.
And looking ahead to Monday, there will be a sure sign of spring happening in Provincetown.
Monday is April 1st, hallelujah, and it's also the opening day for the Pilgrim Monument and Provincetown Museum. To celebrate on Monday, for free, you can climb the 116 steps and 60 ramps to the top of the 252-foot Pilgrim Monument, and you can get that amazing 360-degree view. It's also free on Monday to see the exhibits at the museum, but if you are in town on Tuesday, the monument will be flooded with blue light at dusk for the first time for World Autism Awareness Day. And that's going to happen dusk to dawn every night for the month of April for Autism Awareness Month.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.